Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Cowboys. In fact, all NRL teams, aside from those caught up for Origin, all the teams having a rest week. It's a bye week for Origin on Sunday night. So no Cowboys action, but we do have Ethan Lowe and Mitch Dunn from the Cowboys in. Morning,
Danny,
boys.
Yeah, Danny Williams decided to join us this week. So, yeah.
Tell us the story behind that.
Oh, he's given himself his own nickname. He's played one game for the Cowboys and he started throwing out his own nicknames. Threw a few nice offloads and he started calling himself Dunny Bill at training. So
Dunny Bill Williams.
We're just going to run with it.
I like it. It was your first game, your first not only Cowboys game but NRL game against Manly, what, two or three rounds ago? Were you packing it, Mitch?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous. So got the call up pretty late, so didn't have too much time to think about it, but I was still pretty nervous. So.
That's a good thing, though, hey, because if you had weeks to think about it, you probably would have had butterfingers or something going on.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. I only had about 2 days to think about it, so I didn't have to stress out too much. Otherwise, I would have been,
How do you prep for that? How do you prep for your first ever NRL game, mentally and physically?
I don't know if you really do. I think you just go with it and just wait till you can get out there and then go for it.
And how long after that game did he give himself the nickname?
Oh, straight in the chance.
I
think he might have sit on the sidelines still. I think the game might have still been going. It was that the quick onto it. But he loved the week. He got the royal treatment. He got room with the skipper, with Jono. So he got looked after pretty well over at the hotel and all that sort of stuff.
What's
so,
the goss? What's he like as a roommate? Tidy?
No, he's got some weird habits, but it was pretty good to room with. Kept me pretty calm, I think. So,
speaking of that, wasn't there a video doing the rounds recently of who you'd most hate to share a room with? And Lowy, weren't you the one that no one wants to share with?
That was a good stitch up. That was a good stitch up.
What are you doing? Just leaving the wet towels on the floor and
he stinks.
Yes.
In what way?
I've roomed with him once before, and he's just feral. He stinks. Leaves his clothes everywhere. It's just, I don't know if he showered actually.
It's a stitch up off this morning. We are on with Mitch Dunn and Ethan Lowe from our Cowboys. Because there is no Cowboys action, no regular round games this weekend. It's all State of Origin. I've come up with a State of Origin challenge. So I've got a list of real Queensland and New South Wales towns here. Strange sounding towns and suburbs. I'm going to read them out. We'll just go around the room and you guys have got to tell me if they're in Queensland or New South Wales.
Righto.
All right. Are you going to play as well, Gabs?
Yeah, I'll play.
All right, let me find some game show music. What have we got here? Okay. State of Origin Challenge, town number one. Humpy Bong. Humpy Bong. Where would you find the township of Humpy Bong, Gabs?
I'm going to go New South Wales.
Okay, Mitch.
Yeah, New South Wales sounds a bit different.
Yeah, Ethan. I reckon it'd be near, with that bong in the last, I reckon it'd be near Byron or something like that. So.
Three strikes and three misses.
No way.
It's in Queensland. Humpy Bong is a northern suburb of Brisbane.
Really?
Yep. Number two, Saddle Flaps. Where would you find Saddle Flaps?
I feel like this is a trick question. I'm going to go New South Wales again.
Okay, Mitch?
Yep, lock it in, New South Wales.
Yeah, save.
Oh, stop copying me.
We'll go the other way next. Three from three that time.
Yeah.
Saddle Flaps is a town just above the Victorian border, just into New South Wales.
Okay.
Number three, Yorkies Knob. Yorkies Knob. Ethan?
Oh, actually, pause was not required.
I think I know. I think it's New South Wales, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Mitch?
I'll go Queensland because I don't trust him. So.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going Queensland.
It's in Queensland.
Damn. Yeah!
It's a beach suburb of Cairns, so it's pretty close.
Oh, there you go.
I've gone real well.
Number four, Wapple Bong.
How Wapple many bongs bong. Are there? Yeah,
there's a few bongs. Ethan, we'll go with you again.
I'll go New South Wales again.
Mitch?
New South Wales.
Wapple Bong.
I'm going Queensland.
It's in Queensland, Gabs.
Yeah.
Well done. 40 minutes east of the Gold Coast. Last but not least, I don't know, I got to read this one because it's very long. Kumbugal Kumbang. Kumbugal Kumbang.
Are you pronouncing that right?
I am. I Googled it.
Oh, good, good.
Kumbugal Kumbang, is it in New South Wales or Queensland, Gabs?
New South Wales.
Mitch?
That's definitely New South Wales.
I'll go Queensland.
Ooh, okay.
I'll go New South Wales.
Ethan. Then. It's just west of Dubbo. It's in New South Wales.
Round?
I don't know. Was there a winner of that?
I don't think anyone's a winner.
The winner's
in that game.
Tourism Queensland and New South Wales. Hey, Kumbugal Kumbang, Wapple Bong. Yorkie's knob, saddle flaps, and humpy bong.
I don't know how you found them.
Google, my friend.
Who's in charge of naming these places?
I have no idea. Someone has like got a lot of questions to answer, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so State of Origin, Holden State of Origin. It's back Sunday night, game two. Don't miss that. Cowboys back in a week after that. For now, Ethan Lowe. And Dunny Bill Williams.
Yeah.
Mitch Dunn. Thanks so much for your time, boys.
Let's catch it on.
Yes.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We haven't heard a lot from Camp Markle ever since the royal wedding. Oh, well, and if we have, I've just ignored it because there's still been a bit of backlash from her sister and whatever.
Gee, Megan and the Queen seem to be getting on very, very
don't
well.
Don't they?
They took a trip together.
A little girls' trip on the train, yeah.
Like girls' trip. And then all these images came out of them like sitting together. I don't know, they're watching something in the stadium and they're just cracking up.
Yeah.
Together.
Having a great time. Yeah, she actually told Prince Harry not to come along because Meghan would be fine with her. She'd look after her. And they had a fab time. But
girls
something.
Trip.
Yeah. Something else has come out, though. Thomas Markle, so Meghan's dad. He has spoken out about the moment when Prince Harry called him to ask for Meghan's hand in marriage. And what he responded to Harry with was very interesting.
Harry got on the phone with Meghan. They called me together. And Harry asked for her hand over the phone. And I said, you're a gentleman. Promise me you'll never raise your hand against my daughter. And, of course, I give you my permission.
So, kind of a little bit of a warning in there, I would think. Like, it's kind of one of those, if you hurt her, I'll hurt you scenarios.
I find that kind of strange in 2018 that would even be on your radar.
Well, I guess because they hadn't even met face to face.
He doesn't know anything about what kind of guy Harry is.
I don't know. Like, would you? You'd be a bit. You know, they hadn't been dating for that long. Well, that we know publicly. So maybe he was a bit, I don't know, tentative about giving his permission. So just wanted to slip in a warning, just, you know, so to give Harry a bit of a notice that he was there.
See, I don't relate to that at all. Because when I asked Mick, my father-in-law, he's just the legend of a guy, when I asked him for Michelle's hand in marriage, he just smiled and was just giggly and like happy.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
Really happy.
That's nice.
That I wanted to marry his daughter. Yeah, it was a really nice little exchange between us. So I don't relate to that warning.
I reckon there's definitely father-in-laws out there who have given a bit of a chat to the new son-in-law. I reckon they've pulled them aside, they've had a conversation with them, and it could be advice, but it could be a warning buried in there somewhere. Like once, this was my father-in-law, kind of, like I was dating a guy, and his dad actually turned to me and went, I never would have married my first girlfriend, and walked off. And I was like, huh? And I was just taken back and I was like, I don't know how to process that. But that was kind of a bit of a warning, wasn't it?
Look, 13, 12, 16, did an in-law give you a warning?
Yeah.
And you know what? Like another one I've heard of too, not necessarily just father-in-law's gabs, like brother-in-law's.
So yes.
The big brother of a little sister.
So protective.
Yeah, so protective.
Yes.
If you hurt my little sister.
Oh, you're in trouble.
You will be in hospital.
So we want anyone out there who's ever gotten a warning from an in-law. Could
yes.
be any in-law, brother-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law,
yeah.
uncle-in-law.
A lot of brother bear kind of vibe going on here. Hey, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Kat's here right now. Kat, did you cop a warning from an in-law?
I didn't. My dad was actually told on his wedding day that if it didn't last 12 months, my mum's parents wanted their money back.
Oh, that's got to be a bit painful, isn't it? Like, they really don't have a lot of faith if they're warning you about 12 months.
Yeah, well, nearly 40 years later, they're still together, so.
I think they've passed the grace period.
They separate now and he's like, money, where's the money?
What did a wedding cost back then, like $20? Like, 13, 12, 16, Tammy is next. Did you cop a warning or was it your loved one who copped a warning?
It was kind of like a family warning. My mum was a single mum of six kids and she used to say to all of my brothers and sisters' partners, if you hurt my child in any way, shape or form, I will rip your heart out while it's feeding from your ribcage and show it to you. Do you understand?
That is very violent.
Very graphic.
I know, right? But it worked.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Townsville Tri Festival, it's what? It's like 58 days away, less than 2 months.
I really hate your countdown.
You hate the fact that I am counting this down, but I'm loving watching you squirm. It's a lot of fun.
I am squirming because I signed up for the women's tri and I'm now really freaking out about it because I'm just not fit. So we spoke to Sam, one of the organisers of TriFest yesterday, and said, well, okay, what do I need to do to kick off this fitness journey? And it was suggested we do a boot camp this weekend. So that's happening. We're putting it on at Jazeen Barracks at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. So that's going to be a good start if you want to, you know, start getting fit for TriFest.
Look, this is how nervous she is, Lindsay. She can't even talk. Lindsay from Five Star Fitness is in the studio right now. She's going to be one of the trainers there on the weekend. Morning, Lindsay. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
So you're going to kick my butt on Sunday, along with everyone else who wants to come along. What kind of session are you guys going to be putting on?
From our side of things, we're going to put on one that's going to be for everybody. So we're going to do a lot of level one beginner program, and then we'll have that level two option for those with a higher fitness level. So I think it's great opportunity just to get started, and then just enjoy it. That's the main thing, you got to enjoy it.
I like that you're doing level one. That sounds like it's right up my alley.
And I like to, like, I love that sort of style of training where there's an option for, you know, people who can do it to make it a bit harder or whatever. I usually don't do that. Like if it's box jumps or step ups, I'm stepping up. What sort of trainer are you, Lindsay? Are you more of a commando, get down and give me 20 kind of trainer, or are you a bit more relaxed?
No, I'm definitely a bit of tough love, but my motto is definitely I'm firm but fair. So firm but fair. Big thing with me is definitely accountability, but as long as my team's trying their best, that's all I care for.
So when you say 10 push-ups, do you accidentally lose count halfway through?
I am known for being a really terrible counter and timekeeper. So my clients do get a bit nervous when I'm on the timekeep. So I try actually not to be the timekeeper at all during my sessions. I'm too busy just getting involved with the clients. And if somebody asks me a question and I'm timekeeping, 20-second set could easily turn into 60. So.
Okay, so Lindsay's not timekeeping this weekend.
Definitely not. I'm taking her off those duties.
Tell us what we're doing. So is it cardio-based? Is it weights-based? Like, what are we doing?
Well, because we're down at Jazeen, we don't really have the option to bring the equipment along because we don't know how many we're going to be setting off for. We are going to go for a body weight set, but body weight can just be as challenging as any resistance set. So we are going to be a mixture of full body, a little bit of cardio, maybe a little bit of squatting in there.
Sounds like a good round.
It really is the great thing about fitness, isn't it? Yeah. Like, you don't actually have to have expensive gear and stuff to actually get out and do stuff and be active. Yeah. All right.
Well, this will be the first step into my fitness journey in the lead up to the Townsville Tri Festival. Mm. And I'm feeling good about it. I think it's going to be a really good first day of this journey.
Yeah, and I think we want as many people as we can get holding your hand during the journey, Gabby. So, you know,
not literally, I need them for push-ups.
Yeah,
but metaphorically, you can stand next to me.
They might help you. Maybe. It may help you out. Come along to Jazeen Barracks Sunday morning, 7 a.m. $5 to participate, only $5.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the Townsville Hospital Foundation.
Yeah, it's all going to charity, which is a really important thing. So make sure you come down, check it out, participate. Get in on it with me. Sign up for TriFest while you're there because we're all in it together.
Cannot wait. Lindsay from Five Star Fitness. We'll see you Sunday. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.